everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. We're doing another episode that we call Grab the Mic. Why do we do this episode? It's because I'll see conversations and things that are posted on social media that spark a conversation, meaning to take it a further conversation. What do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about Child Abuse Awareness Month. Child Abuse Awareness Month. That is the month of April. And why I want to talk about Child Abuse Awareness Month is I'm going to say something that might be a little bit provocative, actually. And why is it provocative is because what my thought is different. It's different. It can even be in contrast too. So we have throughout the year awareness days, awareness months, where people celebrate and make great marketing efforts to promote. What are they promoting? They're promoting actions that complement the awareness day and awareness month. And what I want to say is, yes, provocative. This is what I'm going to say. What good is the awareness month without any action that brings about healthy and constructive change? What good are these days? Now, I believe that the original intent of having these awareness days and months were to do exactly that, to bring awareness and education. And I do believe that education, we have a lot more work to do in educating society, as well as individuals and upcoming generations about child abuse, for example. We'll just use child abuse because it is Child Abuse Awareness Month. But what good is the awareness month without any corrective action that's healthy? So notice I didn't say just change, because change can also be bad change. For example, if you don't do anything different, things will continue to get worse. It'll change, but not for the good, not for the better. It'll change for the worse. It'll change for the worse. So with Child Abuse Awareness Month, I see postings of people that are struggling with these marketing efforts. And I can understand their reactions to some of this information because, yes, what I find is that the responsibility is put on the abused. It's put on the abused. The focus is so much on the abused to stop the cycle and to get the help and to be an advocate for and to make social change and to have that voice be heard. What I'm not seeing, though, I'm not seeing the social outrage to the person and people who cause the abuse in the first place. Yes. Where is the outrage? Where is it? We live in a world right now where I'm serious about this episode, okay? If you don't want to listen to this anymore, that's okay. And why is it okay? Because we don't buy any of our subscribers, followers, downloads. We are 100% organic. And that in itself pisses people off when I say it because they don't want people to know about it. Yes, that is very true. We have people right now in our government that want to inspect children's genitals before they can play a sport. Okay, I can tell you right now as a mother, that would never fucking happen to any of my children. Never. The trauma, the experience of putting a child through something like that to satisfy a group of people that are so fucking twisted because they know. Yep. And how do I know that they know? Because their behavior mirrors that of abusers. See, what's really interesting is if we look through our history, we repeat patterns as human beings. Businesses do the same thing. You can look at patterns throughout history and know when there's a pivotal point of change, of social change. And while it is Child Abuse Awareness Month, I see groups of people and individuals that are doing such harm to children that I ask the question, how can a person justify the unjustifiable all for profit, all for power? When is the change going to happen? When is the focus? I feel like there's this 80-20 thing going on. 80% of the responsibility for the change is thrown at the people who were abused. Like, it's our fucking responsibility. We have to own it. Why? Why isn't it shifted to the person and the people who behave that way, who actually caused the problem? Why isn't it their social responsibility? Why isn't it their moral responsibility to do the work? Why is it mine? Why is it all the other people that I know that share their story, that share their frustration, that cry, that have nightmares, that have lost jobs, that can't figure out, you know, how to move from being hypervigilant to saying that they've got this great skill to be able to figure stuff out? Why? We were kids. Why isn't it the adult? Why isn't it their mess to fix and not the child? Another example where we see this in history. How many times did an illegitimate child, meaning a child that was born out of wedlock, get shunned and shamed? The child did nothing. The child did absolutely nothing. And yet, people do things in groups that they would normally do as individuals. At the same time, people do things as individuals that they wouldn't do in public because, God forbid, their fucking image gets tainted, right? That false mask. Child Abuse Awareness Month, huh? This is what I'd like to see for some change. I'd like to have the narrative flipped, where instead of 80% of the responsibility is owned to the abuser instead of the abused. I'd like to see restitution for people who are survivors of abuse. I'd also like to see some of these changes moving from awareness months to this is how we are all the time. Because, again, we're looking at human behavior here and patterns of behavior. The reality of a person's life who was abused just doesn't happen in April. We got 11 other months of the year where it's with us. So maybe we need to change some of these awareness months. Maybe we're not seeing the changes that we need to see. How do we know we're getting any better? How do we know as a society? Because I got to tell you right now, today, it's Good Friday for some people. And I'm looking at it with the things that have just happened today. How can anybody say that they practice? When they have children, and yes, adult children too, that are suffering. And the abuser and abusers just go on their merry old way. There's something morally wrong with that. And I have a real problem with it. Now, do I have a solution? I've brought up a couple things. The other thing that I'd like to see, again, because looking at human behavior, this pattern is the same as like Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving comes around and all of a sudden everybody's so nice to one another and kind, and we donate and we help families out. What about the rest of the fucking year? Why aren't we like that all the time? Why not? Why aren't majority of people like that? Why did we see the hoarding during the pandemic with the fucking toilet paper? Why? Why have we really become so numb and so detached from kindness? Have we as a collective? And why is it all right? Why is it all right for children to bear the responsibility and not the abuser? All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. I grabbed the mic. I said what it needed to be said. And I thank you again for being here. I thank you for your tears. I do. I'm talking to the person out there that this episode is like, I don't know, maybe it's your anthem calling. I do. Because there isn't a day that goes by that my own head isn't haunted. Sometimes the voice is quiet, but there are times where it's not. And I've seen enough ugliness today in the world to just say, I'm not going to just, you know, do nothing. We're going to change some things at PTSD and Beyond. We're going to use this mic. And if you have a story and you'd like to be on this episode and you want to have your story shared, or you have some comments that you would like some airtime, drop us a line at hello@PTSDandBeyond. And I will personally respond to your message and we'll get you some airtime. Okay? All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. As always, we're stronger together. We are better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.